It's 8 after the hour. Derek Stephan's Good Day program. Pam Popper, our we would consider her our nutrition expert as much as anything else. She has a wonderful way about her, about as smart as anybody we have on this program.
Pleasantly blunt about
her. Very opinionated.
Yes.
That's a good way of putting it, Richie. I like that. That's very good. Remind me to use that when she's here. Some music executive got shot in Hollywood over the weekend, Jennifer? You know anything about
what
that?
What rap label is he from?
No. Hasn't crossed the L.A. Times,
maybe that's
which
what it is
weird.
Huh? Hmm. Right. Oh, you know it's in the L.A. Times. We also have the story at DougStephan.com today. Lindsay Lohan's purse apparently was stolen.
Yes.
And then returned this weekend, missing $10,000, which, by the way, she actually lost it because she lost a bet with Mitt Romney. That's where the $10,000
went. Over Newt Gingrich, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Anyway. So she got everything that she needed back except for the 10 grand. Who is not much of a numbskull?
Especially as stupid as she is to walk around with 10 grand.
Around.
Large.
What in the name of heaven is the matter with her? Other than that which we already know, apparently. So anyway, she got her purse back. The story is at DougStephan.com.
Especially a girl who is down on her luck.
Yeah,
yeah,
so much.
She's not, can't like, be that
down. If she's got $10,000.
Yeah, she's got to go pose for Playboy to make $1 million.
Did you guys see the pictures, by the way? They were leaked last week.
I did, yeah.
I saw them leaked over here. I was watching television this morning over here, and there was a Playboy thing. I know. I mean, she's not that attractive. I don't know.
Not
she's
that impressive. Kind of very thin with very big girls.
She's nasty. Right, she's nasty. That's Richie's right.
She's,
she's nasty.
Yeah,
she's nasty.
Yeah.
Too many drugs, too much smoking.
Yeah, she's nasty.
Nasty. Yeah. Well, I'm going there. All right, so that takes... It is. She's nasty.
It is.
Right. Nah, I'm not being mean. All right, I want to help you out a little bit. Christmas, lots of conversation. We get closer to Christmas. Everybody's looking for an unusual gift. I know Richie will be there. I'm figuring Jennifer might try this as well as Roberta. I'm going to get Roberta into this tomorrow when I'm with her in her studio in New York. What I'm talking about is the Food Supply Depot's opportunity for you to give your family what it needs, protection,
it's
72
funny.
Hours
you mentioned
worth
that.
Of food.
I was thinking about what a nice gift that would be.
Yeah,
actually,
it's a great
to give
gift.
Somebody a 2-3 day supply of emergency food.
Yeah, especially with everything that's been going on, it seems like it's very timely.
Well, the weather,
and this is not,
I mean, whatever.
You know, Richie, the quality of this food. This is not just junk stuff.
Yeah, after
this
we did
is
our
finest quality.
After we did our diet, which was all dried, dehydrated food, I'm totally on board with it now. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Food Supply Depot team has put together a lot of these packets. Actually, they put them together in a plastic bucket. And they're delicious and nutritious, quality packaged food products that will save you and your family if there's ever an emergency. There have been emergencies in Los Angeles, emergencies in Washington, emergencies in the Northeast, emergencies all over our country. Now you need to be prepared, and you'll be a good friend if you help somebody else get prepared. Protect your family. What a thoughtful way to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, whatever it is. The supply of food that you get for 72 hours, it really is. It's an amazing product. FoodSupplyDepot.com/DougStephan is where you go, or you can go to DougStephan.com and look in the friends section. Click
on
the icon.
Doug. Just Doug.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I don't
just
need
Doug.
Stephan?
They don't need to worry about how to spell the 15 different ways to spell Stephan, though. It's just
Doug.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Geez, I didn't know that, Richie.
Yeah.
You just informed me.
We simplified it for you.
Very good. Thank you. So foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. 72 hours worth of food. Easy. And I'm going to donate part of the purchase price of the items that you buy to the Veterans Research Corporation, which is benefiting the medical research being done for our veterans who are coming back with special problems. The government's not funding it, so we will. You know how I feel about that. So a part of the purchase price goes to fund medical research for veterans. By purchasing from foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, you get free shipping to boot. So go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, order your emergency food supply, and help medical research for veterans.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you
crabs,
sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.25%, APR 3.59%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The pleasantly blunt Dr. Pam Popper is here.
Do you like that
great term?
You like that?
I like that. I really do. I'm going to start using it. That's how I'll describe myself in my promotional materials. I'm pleasantly blunt.
You're in people's face, but in a nice way.
I try to be nice, but there are still some people that don't like me in spite of that. But I don't let it bother me.
Then you can pleasantly tell them to go jump in the lake.
Now, would you rather be pleasantly blunt or pleasantly plump? Because that happens.
Well, I don't want to be pleasantly plump. That's very bad for business. If I start to look pleasantly plump, people will say that woman's dietary advice doesn't mean anything. Just look at her.
No, And now, so behind the scenes, Julie, appreciate the fact that we were all of us discussing what we think you look like, because we actually never, that's the wonder of radio. Mm-hmm. We never see any of the people. We never meet any of the people who are our friends. I'm over here.
I just posted pictures of Pam in a bikini on DougStefan.com. So.
Oh, really? Where did you find those?
We can't tell you.
Steph took them up at the lake.
So let's talk about one of my other friends here, and that's one of the good things about everybody who has anything to do with Doug Steffen or DougStefan.com is my friend, Phil Lempert. I don't know if you know him or not.
Well, you've spoken about him.
You together. I have that. Anyway, he has been this week blogging on the farm to fork journey, and I felt that would be a good thing to pass along. You can, you know, any of these things, you certainly can tweet and forward on Facebook or do whatever you want with them. That's what the beauty is of all of this stuff. You just keep recycling the things that are good. And so I thought from your perspective, you ought to describe what you think is the ideal farm to fork journey, because it's, as far as you're concerned, whatever comes to the farm ought not to have four legs.
Not necessarily. I think I don't promote a vegan diet. I think you know that. But I think one of the big things that has happened, a big shift that is very negative, is that consumers are really disconnected from their food supply. And it used to be that, for a variety of reasons, including transportation and expense and that sort of thing, that food was produced locally to be consumed by local people. And I recognize that there are some great technological advancements, and I don't want to go back to the way things were 100 years ago. But the result is that people are disconnected from the people who produce the food. Now, if you turn the clock back 100 years, one of the good parts about all of this is that I think the producers had some feeling of responsibility in general to the community that they served. And I think that now these big agribusinesses that are often run by Europeans, and frankly, there's a great deal of evidence that they come here to operate these businesses because they've been thrown out of European countries. We've had a lot of that here in Ohio, for example. And they don't feel any responsibility to the consumer because they don't know who the consumer is. They don't care who the consumer is. So I'm getting a long answer to your question, but I really think that the farmers markets and some of the stores' commitment to buy locally is really great, because now we get local people producing food to be consumed by local people. And I think that that's a movement I'd like to see more of. And there is more of that going on these days.
One of the things that is, you know, being the farmer that I am, it is incumbent on us to, and again, understanding, that's why Phil did this in part, and that's why you're on it, because of your own beliefs, but our experience together, my feeling that the government is so much against us when it comes to, it's back to the old us versus them, even though we're paying the bill for them to screw us or screw around with us, including, as you just suggested, these big agribusinesses. One point you just made that I hadn't really thought about, but now I'm going to underscore it, as you use pleasantly blunt that we gave you, I'm going to take from you the fact that many of these companies are headquartered in Europe, and they have been thrown out because the Europeans are better about this. One of our many, many failings in this country is rolling over to the influence of big money from big ag to influence what goes on in our legislative system. I read more about this. There's, you know, I think I said this last week, Pam. I don't know if I said it to you. We were talking about this last week. There's a bill before Congress now, which has been reported favorably out of committee, to have the Environmental Protection Agency regulate dust.
Well, and I think that's
regulate dust on farms. I mean, idiotic.
It is idiotic. And I think one of the problems we have is that government spends a lot of time regulating ridiculousness, like what you just said, and then we had this German guy who'd been thrown out of Germany. He had been in violation of every law in Germany, had this huge egg farm here in Ohio, about 50 miles east of where I am, and he was a major polluter. I mean, you never saw anything like this. There were times when they couldn't open the schools because of the swarms of flies and the manure, and it was just unbelievable. So we've got government so intrusive that they'll, I think you brought up something about several weeks ago about a government raid on a private party at somebody's farm, and we're going to regulate
that. See the movie
dust.
Farmageddon, Pam.
Yeah.
And then we let
this abomination happen out in Newark, Ohio.
Yeah.
And so government is so misdirected these days. We're not paying attention to the stuff that we should be paying attention to. In the meantime, we're picking on people and violating their rights, and I just hate that. And that interferes with a lot of stuff, too. But if we could just get to the place where American local producers were selling food to local consumers, we had more of that going on, and we could make it economically viable.
We need to get somebody. We're on a station in Newark, Ohio. I didn't know that had happened there. Somebody from Newark, call us at 800-510-8255 to tell us the story. Meanwhile, check out the Pam Popper website, which is also known as, where did I go with that in my mind? Complete blank in my mind.
Wellnessforum.com.
Wellnessforum.com. What's the matter? All right, Pam, thanks.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun Ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A Sun Oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
With Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
The silliest, silliest song.
In a good way, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just silly. The original version of Kung Fu Fighting was done by Carl Douglas, which was number one on the pop charts on this date in 1974. Listen to this cutest thing you've ever heard. Roberta, do you know this song?
Absolutely.
Yes, I do, Doug. I love this song. It's one of my favorites.
It was on top of the charts for 3 weeks. All right, Richie, crank it up. This was not the theme to the television show, which was also number one at this time. This show had nothing to do with the TV show, even though the inspiration for it came from the TV show. It never got aired.
Do you want the definition of yin and yang? Kung Fu, the TV show, and Kung Fu Fighting, the movie, are the definition of yin and yang, polar opposites.
Yeah.
Get away with writing a song now that says Funky China Man.
You could try.
I'd like to try, yeah. Exactly. So there's Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas.
And well redone by Jack Black for the Kung Fu Panda series. Yeah. Did a good job on it.
By the way, Richie, I have been praised and lauded by the members of my fan club, the five actors that I've been with here in Israel, for my singing. We were singing.
Have you been singing?
I've heard that being in Israel makes you hard of hearing. What? What'd you say?
No, yesterday, when was it? Saturday, when Greg Grunberg and Marilyn Reiskamp and I were walking around the old city, I started singing a couple of, actually, hymns. We were about to go into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. You started doing, like, real hymns, like you weren't even being funny.
I did.
No,
I wasn't being funny. No. Right, you think that's a problem for me?
I think know.
So embarrassing.
I know.
Oh, please.
I'm going to have to tweet out some apologies.
Okay, go ahead. 26 past the hour. Nearly 1,000 elves gathered this weekend in South Wales to
Can
set
we call
a world.
Them elves? Aren't they little people?
Oh, is it elves?
Yeah.
Is politically
you
incorrect
have to be
now?
Politically correct. Yeah, you can't say
that. Yeah, that's something I'm very eager to do. As you know.
I know. I know.
1,000 elves gathered this weekend
vertically
in
challenged.
South Wales to you mean pipsqueaks?
That's right. That right. too.
That's bad.
To set a world record. Where did that term come from, do you suppose?
Pipsqueaks? No.
Anybody know? Would you look that up, Richie? See if you can find it.
Let's see if Wiki has such a thing.
Of the term pipsqueak. Anyway, so 1,000 pipsqueaks, elves, short people, challenged vertically, however, whoever they are, in South Wales. They set a world record. The most elves or people who were short gathered in one place outside of the North Pole at one time. The story behind the story is at DougStefan.com. All right, a lot of Christmas things, which are appropriate. What is, today's the 12th, right? So Christmas is 2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks,
Isn't
yeah.
it on a Sunday?
Yep.
Two
it
weeks
is.
From yesterday. Yeah, right, okay. Your favorite classic Christmas movie is the poll subject matter. Which is your favorite? It's A Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, Holiday Inn, A Christmas Carol, White Christmas, or do you have another one? Richard,
a very
do you
Brady
have
Christmas.
Another one? A very Brady Christmas, says Jen.
A very Brady Christmas.
And if you want to do a write-in, that's our question up at facebook.com/gooddayshow, by the way.
Okay, write in your favorite Christmas movie. By
Which
the way,
like
if you're
National
ready to
Lampoon.
Of course.
Deck your halls with tomatoes, we have the design for it at DougStefan.com as well. 28 after on Good Day. Mm-hmm.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix is supporting a bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives that would reform the Video Privacy Protection Act. The new bill will let users agree to a one-time waiver giving Netflix permission to publish all of their viewing activity on social networks, just like Spotify does with music. In other news, Hewlett-Packard announced that it would make WebOS an open-source platform. The company has no plans to make another WebOS tablet next year, but open sourcing the platform will give developers and manufacturers an other free option for running their devices. And finally, Google is rolling out a new feature that will help you find your friends in pictures posted on Google+. If you opt in to the Find My Face feature, Google+ will scan photos published to the site and suggest who the subjects are based on your friends. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm going to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Okay, Elvis, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out tablets, digital SLR cameras.
Spinning tops?
No, laptops. And e-readers like the new Kindle Fire for just $1.99. Gifts for less. Now, who's with me?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
The hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. Richie's just chastising me because we're sending pictures back and forth. And he says, I was talking to the camel. That's why my mouth was open.
Every time talking to the camel. Doug cannot be quiet long enough for somebody to take a picture. So every picture that is taken of Doug has his mouth open. And in this particular picture, he's standing with a camel who also has his mouth open.
They're talking to each other.
Yeah, trying to determine whose mouth is open wider, Doug's or the camel's.
All right, I'm going to see if I can find. I got a couple of other camel pictures here, though.
Have you ever seen Too Close for Comfort, Rich?
Too Close for Comfort. Yeah,
with
the TV show.
Have you ever known any similarities between Ted Knight and Doug Steffens?
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like the role that Ted Knight plays on Too Close for Comfort is like Doug Steffens.
Why does that? What do you mean by that?
It's not a bad thing. It's just interesting that you guys have some similar facial expressions.
Better than having similar facial expressions to, what is it, Jim J. Bullock?
Bullock, yeah.
Bullock.
No, you just have the same mannerisms. It's really bizarre. I just happened to see an episode the other night because I love, old TV, and I was laughing a little bit because it was you a little, and not in a bad way.
I'm not sure I agree by that much.
It's not a bad thing at all. It's just, it's funny because it's like you guys have some of the same mannerisms and facial expressions.
The next one, Richie, I'm sending also, I have the camel's trying to kiss me and my mouth is open, but not in a way that I would want to, it doesn't look like I'm going to try to kiss him anyway. Okay, I want to know
Ted Knight
from everybody involved. No, probably not. The Iran state television showed, and it was seen in Israel over the weekend, pictures of the downed U.S. drone. State television showing pictures of the American drone. The Iranian military says they've shot it down. They didn't shoot it down, but it landed.
It has no bullet holes in it. It's perfectly intact, almost.
Right. But what I'm confused about is I was told, and this story suggests that the president, upon being asked should it be destroyed, said no. Does anybody understand any more about that?
I saw that story. And apparently what it was is that they're claiming that the military went to, once they realized that it was downed and in Iranian borders, the military begged the president to either A, send a missile in to destroy it, or B, send a team in to destroy it or recover it. And he said no on both counts.
Why would you want to destroy it?
So that they wouldn't have the technology.
No, I understand. That's why I want to destroy it, and everybody else who's got a brain wants to destroy it. So why, I don't understand if there's been any statement from the White House to the counter of why they would say, no, don't destroy it. Why would we want this technology to get in the hands of...
So your question is, why wouldn't the president have okayed the mission to destroy it?
That is my question.
That's exactly the question that they are posing.
Yeah.
Anybody.
So in fact, this is the case, and he did say, no, you cannot go in and go into Iranian airspace or Iranian within the Iranian borders and destroy this drone. Why would he have not done that?
Right. And so is there any discussion or anybody come up with an answer?
Obviously, all of
you are talking.
Conspiracy theorists are saying, he wants to destroy America by giving away the technology.
Well, he wants to give it to the technology to the Chinese.
Sure, you have all that stuff. Yeah. So.
Or the Arabs and he's a Muslim. Right. So.
But,
neither of those things are true, nor do they make any sense, but there's got to be some reason.
Well, one thing we know for sure is that this thing is in pretty good condition. It either landed by itself, or it landed and somehow did not get busted all apart. They knew where it was. Why wouldn't you go in and destroy it?
Well, why doesn't it have an automatic? Why do they have to go to the president? Why isn't there some protocol? Just push a button.
Blow
hello.
It, up, right?
It does not have. Well, we had the guest on last week talking about this.
Right.
For every pound of a self-destruct mechanism that you put in it, that's 1 pound of photography equipment that you have to take out of it. And with these drones that just do surveillance, they decided we don't need to put the self-destruct in it. Now, if it had a missile attached to it, then maybe it would be more important to put the self-destruct mechanism on it.
Well, I don't. I think that that's bad judgment, and I think that's been a very bad mistake. All right, that's my 2 cents on it. Agree or disagree, 800-510-8255. I have mentioned several times since I was here in Israel how similar the issues are here to many of our issues at home. One of the issues has to do with an initiative over here to get people to deal with the unhealthy lifestyle, i.e. the problem of obesity, which is creeping in here as it has at home. So they have a government program to fight obesity. And I saw an editorial, one of the letters to the editor in one of the newspapers over here called Haaretz, which focuses on the problem here. The very fact that taking the initiative and trying to form preventative measures that they can use in their schools and more in the public eye sort of sounds a little bit like what Mrs. Obama was doing, right? Isn't that the same sort of thing?
Right.
They see
like
it, though.
A
they explain
initiative.
It.
Yeah.
Right. They explained it as follows. The financial profit from making this easier to understand in terms of preventing obesity, education about obesity, has its benefits as follows. A decrease in hospitalization expenses, decrease in medical insurance expenses, and an increase in the productivity of the country's citizens. That sounds like it makes a heck of a lot of sense to me. Do we have anything like that in America, or can we learn something from this? Discounts on health, they have a health tax over here.
Do you know that there's a new initiative right now that's out, and I actually will post the information up on the Facebook page because I think it's kind of cool, where there's a bill that's going through right now saying if you sign up for health clubs or memberships or fitness equipment, that is going to be not tax exempt, basically.
Really?
Which I kind of like. I think that's a good thing, giving you a little benefit for practicing good health.
Yeah. A lot of companies are taking this, the big companies, the DuPonts and General Motors and all these companies, they are creating their own, they're putting gyms inside the workplace, having cafeterias with healthier food choices, and having incentives to lose weight. So if you're working for, I don't know whether General Motors does this, but just say, for example, General Motors, and you need to lose 80 pounds and you lose 20 pounds, they have some kind of incentive program to help you do that because it helps them and their insurance costs. Their insurance costs are just out of this world. So anything they can do to help lower the amount of people who get operations, get deathly ill under their care is going to help them. So yeah, why not?
That's a very good idea. All right, here's another issue. See if this doesn't ring a bell with all of our friends at home. The Israeli Knesset is studying a bill which is aimed at taxing the rich more. They want to, this is the way they are approaching the issue over here. Remember we had the luxury tax on cars that cost more than 100 grand and boats and things that rich people would be able to buy? Remember that from, what was it, the 80s and the 90s? That's what they're looking at. Here, I'm surprised that hasn't come up in America at all, has it? It's just been, let's tax the rich. If you make over $1 million, we're going to increase your taxes by 10%. Right. That was the first thing that went to the finance ministry here in Israel. The Treasury considering a new tax, though, now just on luxury goods, designed to bring in $400 million a year, which would replace an income, a surtax on income tax. The committee, local, they give the people that here are suggesting it too. They had a 2% surtax on incomes here to pay down some of their deficit. Remember when we had that? I remember we had a surtax on the income tax. It was only supposed to last a year, lasted six or something.
Yeah.
Don't you all remember? Do you remember that?
I'm surprised they took it off.
I am too.
I think, wasn't it during the Bush administration that they repealed the luxury tax?
I think it might be. Yeah, I think you're right about that. All those taxes were sent back. Anyway, their tax revenue is $4.5 billion less than what was expected here in Israel, so they need to figure out a way. They have to have, apparently, they have a balanced budget mandate. They don't have a constitution, but the law requires that they take in, at the end of any year, enough money to pay all their bills. So, and Netanyahu's, the prime minister, didn't like the first tax proposal, so they had to come back and come up with something else. But isn't that interesting that they would have that same issue, or they would have the same problem, and their approach to it is, at least the discussion sort of mirrors what we've been talking about at home, don't you think? In a manner of speaking?
Yep.
Okay. Here's another one. I saw an ad in the paper, an invitation to submit bids to purchase property in Tel Aviv. This is a foreclosure on two buildings, and it describes the lot, describes what's on the lot, the house and whatever it is. And it apparently is in an area of, they have built homes in the last 10 or 11 years on land that is apparently not free and clear, even though they've been given mortgages and stuff on this land. There's a story of this woman who has four children. She's in a house that she bought in 2008. The government's going to come in, buy it from her and tear it down because it was built on land that now belongs, they found out, to a couple of Palestinians. And but this was 11 years ago. I can't begin to imagine how things could be that screwy. Or I guess what has happened in part is that they're paying more attention to that stuff now and trying to help people who, what they did then was just sort of indiscriminately. Okay, we took this land over in the war, build a house on it. And they paid no attention to the fact that there were property rights, that the Israeli government had agreed to honor. And so these Palestinian guys showed up and said, okay, you took this land over, but it belongs to me. So what are we going to do now? And the government says, well, you can have it back. Oops, there are 11 houses on it. I mean, can you imagine? Put yourself in that position. You have a piece of land, Richie, your house. Okay, house in the suburbs of Washington. Jennifer, your house in the boondocks there.
In the ghetto of L.A.
In the ghetto of L.A., yeah. All right.
Thanks.
So somebody, you were given a title. You know how we have title insurance, and they go back and they make sure the title is clear, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So somebody shows up and says, well, all that's wrong. I own the land, and I'm going to use it for something else. Get out. I'm going to bulldoze. That's basically what they're telling these
people. You better bring a howitzer with you. You're going to need it.
What's a howitzer?
It's a big gun.
It's a big gun. Thank you for being informed, Jennifer. All right, so anyway, that's some of the
things. World War II guns you wouldn't know.
Here in, yeah. Are you a woman who's over 35? Jennifer is not, but Roberta is.
I am.
No secret there. Richie is a fellow who's over 35. I'm
a woman
fellow.
That's over 35.
I have fine lines and a few deep wrinkles here and there on my face. Richie's got some fine lines and deep wrinkles on his face. Jennifer has fine lines on her face. No deep wrinkles, though.
Thank you.
Right. Want to look 10 years younger? All you have to do is listen. Next 60 seconds will help you out a lot. The Fountain of Youth has been introduced by the folks who have created some of the most prestigious companies and their skin and other things, creams, lotions, all kinds of cosmetics. These people, led by David Pollack, have come up with a number of new products, including the Fountain of Youth, which is a miracle anti-aging skin serum. And you can get a bottle of this skin hydrator free by going online to organicattitude.com. That's organicattitude.com. You'll put in the radio code Good Day, and you'll get a free bottle. You pay a little shipping and handling. You'll find out firsthand. And then when you start doing this, I think the thing to do is to take some pictures of your face before you start using it. And then after a couple of weeks, take another picture. After a couple of weeks more, you will see. Then when people ask you what's going on, you can tell the story. It's extremely, extremely popular, this stuff. Organicattitude.com, and why not? It's free. The first bottle is free. You go online, organicattitude.com, radio code Good Day, and ask them for a bottle of the Fountain of Youth. No fragrance, no oil, no sticky, no nothing. You put it on, watch the wrinkles go away. Fountain of Youth, organicattitude.com, enter radio code Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more, and together we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil.
It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This
song.
It's from the movie?
Yeah.
What was it, Mariah Carey's version in the movie? There's a couple of different versions of this in the movie.
No. This is the guy, the old rock star was singing this song. I feel it in my...
Bill Neely.
Bill Nile.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The gay guy. He played a gay guy, a gay singer. This is a great place. Oh, I'm thinking of Mariah Carey's. That's the other song.
Yeah, you're thinking of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Right. Yep. So I'm thinking about it. Christmas All Around. Is this from the movie Love Actually, which was number one during this week in 2003, and a movie that gets played more and more and more at this time of year every year because it is such a great, not a good, a great movie.
Still never seen it.
Great. Oh, my God. What a Neanderthal
you're
you
missing
are.
Out.
I have to get
you
to
are
this.
Just yeah. Gone.
That's me.
So it's
that's
a really, really good movie. Good. You know, I'm glad you played that clip, if you'd let me speak for 30 seconds, Doug.
Hold on just a second.
Did you
get time on Friday because I wasn't here and now you feel privileged?
Absolutely did, yeah.
Entitled or what is the...
No,
the
they didn't call me on Friday. I had the day off.
Really? Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, anyway, what would you like to say, please, Mr. Curry?
So, Gary Marshall's New Year's Eve, which I watched on Friday night, went by myself at 10 o'clock, it's like watching Love Actually, if Love Actually was made in hell. I mean, it's everything that Love Actually is not. It's like watching Love Actually if you took the soul in the spirit out of the film. That's New Year's Eve.
So you liked it then, huh?
Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say that it's awful, because the second half is pretty watchable and has a really good cast. But it's just soulless.
So is it not then? You liked you like Valentine's Day. You like the movie Valentine's Day, right?
It's watchable. It's watchable. Yeah. But, I mean, to me, this is the lowest common denominator of Hollywood filmmaking. And I know it got a B-plus in CinemaScore, so the general public will go and they'll be marginally entertained. But it's just the script.
I'll go.
The script was probably written on a napkin at a breakfast table when somebody was drunk or hungover.
All right. I'm going to go see it. That'll be one of the Christmas Day movies that I go and take Megan to see. Brendan's not going to be with us anyway, so I'll take Megan to see that movie.
You know, I was speaking to somebody in the business last night, a local director in my town, and said the way they put this deal together to get all these actors, they paid the majority of them $1 million for 1 week's worth. That's how they got all these De Niro and Hilary Swank and Jessica Biel.
They didn't even really work together. Just everybody did their own little arc, and that was it.
Right, and then they piece it all together.
Well, that apparently happens a lot. Mary Lynn, you know, Chucker, that I'm here in Israel, and one of the people that I'm traveling with is Mary Lynn Reichkob, who was Chloe on 24. Okay. And she said sometimes, some months, she'd only shoot 4 or 5 days a month because they would schedule it in such a way that they would have everybody that was in CTU. They do all the shots in CTU, no matter what they'd be doing. They'd be working on 2 or 3 different weeks at a time, shooting the various scenes. And that's got to be awfully hard to have, you know, you're following whatever's going on, or as we listen, I mean, we find it difficult to imagine how they could do that when the stories are so tightly woven and every scene is dependent on the next scene.
That's why editors win the Grammys or the Emmys.
Right, yeah. And that's why you need good directors to illustrate that to the actors so they could believably portray that for the viewing audience.
I was shocked to hear that. Yeah, my heavens. Well, imagine, though, shooting all those scenes they have. It seemed amazing to me. All right. So, Chuck, we got about a minute for you to bring us up to date on how the movies did this weekend, box office totals.
This time of year, people are really staying away from going to the movies. New Year's Eve opened number one, but it did just $13.5 million in business. In comparison to Valentine's Day, that did $56 million on its opening weekend. So whether this will pick up, yet to be determined. The comedy The Sitter also did fairly weak, $10 million. It stars Jonah Hill. Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, the only film that's been a blockbuster this season, placed third, another $8 million, $259 million to date. The Muppets placed fourth, $7.1 million.
Oh, it's so good, $5
million in 3 weeks. And yes, it's a fun movie. And Arthur Christmas ran out the top five, $6.6 million, $33 million in 3 weeks of release. Next weekend, you got Mission Impossible 4, which is getting really good advanced reviews, and Sherlock Holmes 2, which is tracking well.
And by the way, Marilyn's very excited about the, I was talking to her about where they're going to shoot it. She hasn't seen the script yet. Her agent's got a call telling her to, get ready, whatever that means, but that they have completed. So that thing you told us last week about the 24 movie apparently is true.
Good.
So that's the story. Chuck Curry is the movie man here on Good Day.